This is In the Spotlight, where we shine the light on college students, our lived experiences, and the research to help us thrive. We're coming to you from the Clemson Honors College as part of CCARE, a special research group in the Creative Inquiry Program. My name is Taryn, and I'm a senior biological sciences major and sociology minor at Clemson.
Hi, friends. My name is Ashley, and I'm a senior genetics major at Clemson.
Hey, my name is Aaron, and I'm a senior computer science major and philosophy minor at Clemson.
Hey, everyone. This is Nathan. I'm a senior computer science major and cybersecurity minor here at Clemson.
Hi, guys. I'm Julia. I am a construction science and management major here at Clemson. So how are we doing on a scale of 1 to 5 today?
Well, this morning, I woke up and I was like, oh, like, I feel like I ate something bad, but then I felt fine. So this is, I feel like every time I record is like me in some ailment or me getting breakfast. So, but regardless, I'm at like a 4, I would say. Things are going well for the most part. My classes, I think, are harder this semester, but we'll get into that later.
I'd say I'm at like a 4 today, too. Only because, you know, I got in my workout, had breakfast, but then my avocado was just not ripe enough. It was just not ripe enough. I cannot eat it.
I think that I'm also going to put myself at a 4 today. I think I started off at a 2, you know, didn't get a lot of sleep last night, you know, a timeless classic for me. As the morning went on, I had a quiz coming up in my 8 a.m. that I was late to. So I was about to really just sit at that 2. And then I kind of realized that the quiz grade didn't actually matter that much.
Yes.
So I went up to a 3.
Oh, there you go.
And then I got here, and then Taryn got me some coffee, and now I think I'm up to a 4.
We had
character development this morning.
You grew and changed.
I grew
as
a person.
Well, I would say I'm at a 4 as well. I mean, the morning was actually pretty nice. I slept in a little bit longer than I should have, but it was nice. And the only reason I'm not at a 5 is because I'm a little behind on work. And it's my first year TAing, actually. And it's pretty enjoyable, but I haven't done my grading.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I would say I'm also at a 4, so this is good. I think I was just a little more tired this morning than usual. Similar to Aaron, I feel like I just have a little bit of catching up to do with work. So just never ends the to-do list, but that's okay because we're feeling good. It's great weather.
The weather has been
amazing.
Helps
me stay motivated.
It's my first time wearing a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ever?
I put on another layer today.
Oh, man. So for the last several weeks, we've been researching confidence and how it affects college students. And we're going to talk about this topic with you today. So to start off, for everyone in the studio, confidence can be viewed through two different lenses, social and academic. When focusing on academic confidence, what has your experience been with this throughout college?
I think I want to start off. Oh, man.
We'll keep that in there.
So I noticed that at the beginning of my college experience, I was very confident, I would say. I was breezing through my comp sci classes because it's intro comp sci. You just learn basic coding things that you already learned in high school. And the science and math classes, I was taking math classes like Calculus 1 and Calculus 2. I decided to start there. And that was a boost to my confidence, actually. And physics, which I already taken in high school as well. But then as I went on, I began to lose some confidence because I started to take classes where the material didn't like immediately click. It was no longer just basic coding. And it started to branch off into like the different fields in computer science and different aspects of it. And so there were certain things where it was no longer necessarily project-based. And I think I actually do learn best when I get to do it myself versus just hearing about it and then it not clicking. And so, yeah. And I came in interested in cybersecurity. And every time I tried to engage with cybersecurity, I did not understand what I was doing. And it kept, like, every single time I went to a cybersecurity club meeting or I took some class that talked about like system administration, all this stuff like that, it just didn't click for me. And so that kept making me think I'm just bad at this whole area, whole field. And I'm now recognizing that that's not necessarily the case. But yeah, that's my confidence journey academically, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say mine's pretty similar. Like when I came in, I had academic confidence just because I did well in high school. So I felt like I had the tools to carry that over into college. But definitely while I had like the confidence of how to study and how to do well academically, I would say lost some confidence when it came to like the new material that you're learning. But I think the skills stayed the same with like how to apply those study skills to the new things that you're learning. And kind of similar with Aaron, where my confidence kind of wavered when I started in at majors that I didn't end up in because I wasn't as familiar with the material and I wasn't as comfortable with it. But, you know, those were just steps to finding what I was supposed to do.
I think that my experience is extremely similar to Aaron's. I definitely came in like pretty confident regarding my academic ability. I mean, I had never taken like a computer science course in high school. Oh. So I didn't get the idea that, oh, I'm going to be good at this because I have taken classes on this before. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I know what it's like to take a computer science class. No, for me, I was a self-taught kid for years. So although I had never really been formally educated on it, I was like, I literally spent years teaching myself how to do these things. I would imagine that someone who actually knows what they're doing, telling me how this is going to work, will probably be even easier. And I was wrong. I was very wrong. I definitely prefer a lot of the project-based classes, mm-hmm. as you were saying. But yeah, just sitting there and having someone show you like how things work, but not actually letting you engage in that and just kind of expecting you to absorb it. It's difficult. But if you were to graph my academic confidence over time, definitely like a U. started off real high, went down real fast, but now it's going back up. It's going back up. And I'm also like, I'm taking like a lot of credit hours this semester and like I'm actually managing to like keep my head above water. I'm pretty happy with myself.
That's
so
good.
My awesome. Academic really confidence good. Doing good.
Good.
I think it's interesting because we're talking a lot about something we learned about in our first article titled Experiences of Earned Success, Community College Students Shift in College Confidence. They talked a lot about destabilization experiences. And I think that is something that we're all identifying with a little bit, that we came to college and we were like, okay, I have some level of confidence that I can do this. And then we like started changing majors, or we started getting into more difficult classes, or even our intro level classes. And we were like, what is this? And that was definitely what happened for me. I started an intro to engineering. I came in as a general engineering major. And I quickly realized that I didn't want to do engineering, but it wasn't because of me saying that was not one of my interests. It was mostly because I had lost a lot of confidence. I saw that other people were doing really well in the class, and I was struggling really hard to keep my head above water the first semester, and it was very stressful. And so I think that loss of confidence definitely influenced me changing my major. I'm so grateful that I changed it because engineering was not the field for me. But I think if I had like known then what a destabilization experience was, then I think that I could have seen like better what was happening and not put so much pressure on myself for me like not doing as well in the class as I thought I should be.
I think similarly, whenever I came in with kind of that same idea of like, okay, I'm coming in with clear direction and confidence because of past experiences, I thought that was going to be the case for college classes as well. And what I didn't realize is that I was basing a lot of my confidence based on the things that I had already achieved or off of success and things that could kind of just like go away, I guess, instead of basing confidence off of how much work I was willing to put into something or based on feedback I was receiving from like effort. And so I just think that my confidence throughout college changed because my view on confidence changed. Whereas when I came in, it was like, if I'm not doing well in classes, I'm losing confidence. And now I think I've shifted that more to, okay, well, what other experiences do I have that are contributing to my overall confidence? It's not just my grades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think grades we learned are, and we even discussed like in class, are such an interesting way of getting feedback, because I think when you first start here and it's your first year, similar to the way high school grades worked, you kind of think that college grades work that way. And in a lot of ways, the using grades as your feedback in college does not equate to how well you're doing sometimes. And so, unlike maybe past experiences in K through 12, you know, there's more distance between you and that faculty member and more distance between you and some of the work that you're producing and your grade. And so your grades may not always reflect the amount of effort you put in, like Ashley was saying. It may not reflect all the circumstances in which you were trying to study for that exam. And so that makes it a really difficult way to receive feedback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we talked a lot about, we learned a lot about feedback from the articles we read, specifically validation experiences and persistence among community college students by Barnett. It really focused on that faculty validation and how much it influences our academic confidence. And so grades being one of those feedback mechanisms that don't really reflect what we actually, like the effort you put into the class, and you can't really give anybody positive feedback. It's like, if I do well on something, I just get a number, and it's like, there's no, hey, you actually did a good job, or anything like that, anything that's really encouraging. But really, those interactions where a professor like sees you and recognizes the work that you put into it, those really have a big impact on your confidence. The same with negative faculty interaction.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. And I feel like that goes back to what was mentioned in one of the articles, college students with disabilities, factors influencing growth in academic ability and confidence, where they mentioned the quality versus quantity interactions, where grades are one of those interactions where just a lot of quantity, like you'll get them with all of your assignments, but they're not a quality interaction with your professors. So I think just the difference between getting those grades, which is like you get them all the time, versus having face-to-face interactions and verbal and relationship feedback with your professors, just differences in the way those feedback work with your confidence.
Even if it's not like face-to-face feedback, honestly, like submitting something on Canvas and literally just getting a comment on there from like the professor or the TA, that's just like, good job, or you can improve on this, or anything, any sort of interaction apart from just, hey, your grade was submitted, really does like it significantly boosts not only my confidence, but also just like my enjoyment of the class. And I think that enjoyment is going to often be very strongly correlated with confidence as well.
Definitely.
I would say too that with that idea of getting comments back on grades, I think that if I was to do poorly on an assignment, having actual positive feedback in regards to that of like, this is how you can improve, or this is where I saw, you know, some quality work, but here's the areas where like you could improve in that, I think would also help boost confidence, because it would show and demonstrate that you are capable versus just seeing a grade and not really knowing or understanding where that came from or how you can improve in the future. Because I think we did talk about in one of the articles the idea of having a clear direction for how you can improve and actually having clarity about poor performance is going to increase confidence versus if you have less clarity. And that was in that first article, The Experience of Earned Success in Community College Students.
Yeah, I think that really, really helps. Being able to make a plan with either yourself or you and your like faculty member we also have the ASC, the Academic Success Center, which I think is really helpful for things of that nature. But making a plan with someone, being able to make a plan on how do I actually like get to the level of success I want, even mm-hmm. if it's not how do I get an A in this class, it's how do I actually take better notes, or mm-hmm. how do I see what's like the best way to study. And so some of those things, it is really hard when you're like in your first year and you're looking at this grade and you're saying, mm-hmm. I studied, I took mm-hmm. notes. Mm-hmm. What happened? And that can be very, very discouraging. And so I definitely agree with you, Ashley, like getting positive feedback that provides a direction to go in definitely helps with things of that nature.
Yeah, because that's really what that first article kind of talked about. When you have those destabilization experiences, being able to, like, your interpretation of what happened mm-hmm. really defines that destabilization process. So if you get that grade back and you're just like, I just am bad at this, mm-hmm. and I fail to identify maybe not taking good notes, like Taryn mentioned, or any of those things, then you're just not going to be able to, you don't have a plan to improve. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. there is no action you can take forward because you're just met with a big blockade of, I cannot do anything to change this. This is just how it is. And I think, I would say a lot of people face that. I've definitely faced that. Mm.
I do so much.
Like taking any tests or doing a project or anything where I've had professors who have said like, oh, everybody did bad on this. You guys just did worse than my previous class. And that kind of puts a big barrier of like, I am not as good at this. I can't really do anything mm-hmm. about it either. Versus, hey, maybe it's because this is the COVID semester or I'm first time teaching it online or any mm-hmm. of those things. Things that I can adjust to and say, okay, I need to do this, that, and the third to improve in this environment and situation. If I don't have mm-hmm. a plan going forward, the reason I don't have a plan going forward is because I was not able to identify the reason for that destabilization process. And mm-hmm. that's kind of what the article talked about.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. I think especially with us entering, exiting somewhere in the middle of COVID, there has been a lot of change in the academic environment. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. destabilization experiences are happening everywhere, every semester, going from online to in person to whatever hybrid is. Mm-hmm. And we have to extend ourselves grace, but at the same time, trying to make those plans of like, how do I actually get better at this? I think mm-hmm. is so important in building our own confidence.
I think that something really important that ties into what you were saying earlier, Taryn, about like finding out what success is specifically for you as mm-hmm. opposed to just focusing on the grade. It ties into the idea that I believe the article on experiences of earned success actually touched on, but your interpretation of the situations that you're in matter mm-hmm. a lot. Because if you are put in a situation where, oh, I didn't do as well as I would have hoped, I didn't get an A, mm-hmm. that's fine, because if that's your measure of success, then okay. But if all you see is I need to get this number higher mm-hmm. and not these are the specific elements of success that I am looking for, I am putting in effort, I am learning, I am developing myself as a person. If you aren't actually figuring out what those elements of success mean for you apart from the number, then that is going to significantly decrease your confidence, at least in my experience. So being able to take the situation that you are currently in and figuring out what the best way to interpret that is for you is going to have a pretty significant impact, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was really well said. I agree.
I felt like I stumbled through it a little bit, so I'm happy you think so.
No, I think that's so important in building confidence. You have to know the criteria that mm-hmm. you're going into your classroom with of success. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked a lot about this article, and it talks about earned success. So I want to know, in our college careers, what experiences of earned success we've had, or more specifics on our destabilization experiences, just if anyone has any examples in their own lives.
I think that I've seen kind of two sides of it, where being in the STEM field, I think a lot of my gen ed courses feel very, I feel very distant from my professors, or I felt very distant when I was in those classes. So I think my first 2 years really of college was a major destabilization experience because I wasn't really getting any feedback from professors because they had so many students and I was, you know, one of 100 that they had. And so I was just kind of having to like figure out on my own what, you know, how to improve and what does confidence look like. But then as I started getting into smaller classes and also started taking classes for my minor and started to receive more professors' feedback and actual like one-on-one experiences with professors, I think that that actually increased my confidence a lot. And there weren't even grades involved in a lot of that because a lot of times it was in regards to research or, you know, classes that had like group projects or things where we were giving presentations and professors had to be very active in listening. I think that helped to increase my confidence a lot overall. But I do think that kind of the first 2 years of college was a very big adjustment as far as like destabilization, started to question like, am I in the right major and things like that. But then forming those specific connections, one-on-one connections with my professors, I think helped and classmates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my experience kind of is similar to yours, where I think my biggest destabilization when I first entered school was finding that network to guide me through the next steps mm-hmm. of finding your major, finding your classes. Because mm-hmm. when you're in high school, everything's lined up. Like these are the classes you take mm-hmm. first year, second year, third year, fourth yeah. year, you graduate. But then when you get to college, it's like, okay, everyone has a different major. Everyone has a different path. Like, what am I supposed to do? So I think at first, just finding those faculty, especially like advisors mm-hmm. who would guide you through that process, especially because I came in undecided with an interest in architecture. So she like introduced me to architecture classes that I could take while still getting all those baseline classes. That helped overcome that destabilization for me. So once I had like a path that someone put me on, I found those people to guide me through that process, helped a ton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that that is so important. And I think it does sometimes take time when you come into a major and you have certain classes you have to take. And it is a general course that many people in your major have to take or many people at the university have to take. I think it can be difficult to build those connections. But one way that I think I've had a lot of earned success in college that has boosted my confidence has been through some extracurriculars or through research. Also through my minor that has a few, it's like a little smaller than my major. And so I was able to meet faculty that way and get a lot of really good feedback on like essays that I had written or, you know, starting this podcast was something that I think was a large earned success for many of us in the room. And so I think things of that nature really help in building your confidence, especially when you don't have that one-on-one connection right away because you are in larger classes or you are in a larger major at that university. So mm-hmm. extracurriculars have been a way for me to both build intrinsic motivation and a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, extracurriculars definitely do a lot for me. I've also done research and that has done a good bit for improving my confidence. Another really huge help for me was like my summer internship. Because actually getting a chance to do work in the industry that I've wanted to do work in for years and actually being surrounded by people who are similarly passionate and similarly talented, that does a huge number on your confidence. It's so nice. It's so nice. Because like, yeah, you don't have these grades that are any longer dictating whether you succeed because you do need your own levels of, you do need your own measures of success, but at a certain point, like if you're going to move on in college, you do have to still like at least somewhat focus on that number, mm-hmm. which I find very unfortunate. But then you go into the workforce and it's like, okay, did you do a good job? Yes, then everyone around you just kind of praises you. And it's so nice.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's so nice. He knows what yes I'm talking about. Yeah. Yes.
My it's summer, great. My summer internship was exactly the same. Oh my goodness. I I came in there just unsure, probably because of college. But just throughout the process, being able to work on the project that I was able to choose, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then I think I did a pretty good job. And then like once I completed the project, I presented it to like the whole technology sector. And like all of my teammates, everybody who saw me would say, that was a great job. That's such a good work. You know, we're going to be using it this and this way. It's going towards our main vision for this year, for the next 5 years, all that stuff. And it just felt really good because they made sure I had an understanding of how my project impacted the rest of the company. But also they were just like saying that I did a good job and recognizing the effort I put in and not necessarily that it passed like a rubric. But just like the impact it's going to have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I really like that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you brought up internships because it relates back to what Ashley was saying earlier about how her confidence shifted from grade to like how much work I'm putting in. And I think the academic sphere versus the internship sphere, academically, you're graded and valued more on a grade point average, like how you're doing on a number. Mm-hmm. But when you step into that internship world, it's like, okay, are you first in, last to leave? Are you showing up? Are you asking for work to do? You're judged on how much effort you're putting in and how much you want to be there versus school. You know, there's a lot of people that you're in classes with and they can't judge each person individually like that. Meanwhile, when you're in a workplace and trying to get a job, you're more looked at as, oh, do they want to be here? Are they putting in the effort in? And that's when you're going to get a job, is when they see those characteristics in someone.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine that determined our grades.
That would be great. But I think there are some classes that actually are like that. And that's why I really enjoy classes in sociology here. That's why I really enjoy like the honor seminars. We get to talk a lot and discuss different concepts with people around us in class. And we get to do projects that actually have an impact on the way that we're thinking about the content. I think that my honor seminar right now covers a intersection of sociology and technology in a way that I have really never thought about it. It's called IT and Prejudice. And I have learned so much about life, about myself, about just so many different aspects of academics just in that class. And it's a class where the syllabus is a little loose. Like, we discuss things and it's not super structured and the grades aren't everything for that class, but I have learned so much in that class. And that's what I like about sociology as well. You get a lot of feedback on your essays, on presentations. It's a little bit smaller. So I definitely see how that internship experience can carry over into the academic world as well.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting because my minor, philosophy, I would say is the same way. It's like much smaller classes and it's discussion based and you have that interaction with the professor. But not only my philosophy classes, but also whenever there's a philosophy based computer science class. Mm-hmm. So it's not about projects, but it is discussion based. So I would say even in my major, when there's discussion-based classes, I connect more with the other students, with the professor. Even the class I'm in right now, Computing Ethics and Society, is a pretty big class. But then also the lab associated with it gets you that smaller class size where you can discuss more. And you kind of get more feedback from each other and then also whoever is moderating the discussion. So it's really nice to have that kind of direct faculty feedback that can be more personal. Mm-hmm. It was a really big boost to my confidence. And also in philosophy, they truly do grade by effort for the most part. It is the content you produce, but they just want you to kind of demonstrate that you've thought about the topic that they're talking about and you can back up your reasonings and understand where the philosophies are coming from. But also you have to input your own thoughts about that. Mm-hmm. And so whatever those thoughts are, that's kind of what they're looking for. And your grade is kind of based on that. So grading a philosophy is just completely different ball game than computer science or I would say any of the other sciences.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love the capstone course that you and I are in. It is so nice because if you have the option to do a capstone course, like if it isn't just required for you, but you have like the option, you can choose, absolutely do it. Because being able to essentially do an internship for a class means that you get a lot of the benefits that Aaron mm-hmm. and I were talking about earlier about just having an internship and getting to do work that actually matters and being judged on your performance and your actual success as opposed to a number. You get those benefits, but also because at least in our capstone course, like you have this professor where their only job really is to manage everything, make sure that everyone's actually communicating with their partner company. And that's really about it. Just make sure mm-hmm. that everything's okay. So all of like the classes where we're actually meeting, it's mostly just you working in your team and the professor walking around and just having a discussion with you. Mm-hmm. So you're getting not only like the feedback that you need from the partner company, you're also getting that faculty feedback that you're often not going to receive in other classes.
I think this fits in well to kind of all the things that you were mentioning are examples of mastery experiences, which we've talked about and read some in the articles, just things that allow us to kind of go beyond the typical, you know, everyday assignments in class, having those discussions and really like immersing yourself in your classes and forming connections with other students, being able to do skills that are applicable to kind of real world situations, things like that, I think are a great way to boost confidence. And I think that that is demonstrated well through all the experiences that you just shared.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's interesting with mastery experiences. I think that both the research and what we're saying today talks about the impact that mastery experiences really have on our confidence. I think that that's something that maybe is hard to experience in your first year mm-hmm. and why it can be a bit of a discouraging experience or lead to those destabilization experiences. Because you're having less of those mastery experiences. You're not in like your senior design or capstone projects mm-hmm. yet. And so I think that really leads me to ask the question, what would you say to someone who's coming in as, what would you say to someone coming in as a first year, knowing all that we have learned from the research about confidence and feedback and grades and just building academic confidence, what would you say to them?
I would say something we kind of touched on before, I think Nathan did, where you kind of define what success looks like for you, because college may define it a lot of different ways, like grades, for instance. And we already talked about the issue of that just being a number and constant quantity, but not necessarily quality, as Julia pointed out. So I would say making sure you have for yourself your own measures for success so that you're not swept away by grades or some professors having different measures of that success than you. And then recognizing that they do not define what success looks like outside of their class. So that's mm-hmm. very important, because to be swayed by how they decide to grade, because some people grade, some professors grade harder than others, to have your confidence be swayed so easily by different people's measures, I think can be very dangerous and hard, especially just coming in college for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I also think it's important to have a diversified aspects of confidence. So if you're not as confident academically at one point, mm-hmm. if you have those internship experience that gave you confidence, or you have those extracurricular experience that gave you confidence, they definitely can bolster your academic confidence, because you can take skill sets that you learn from those experiences and apply them to your academic aspect of your college life, which helps a ton.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think that's something that it ties into the whole idea of seeking out faculty feedback. Build a connection with your professors. Building mm-hmm. a connection with your professors not only just improves your quality of life when taking a class, it will also most likely open you up to new mastery experiences. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole reason that I like became a TA was because I got close with one of my professors and they like vouched for me when I wanted to become a TA as like a freshman. Mm-hmm. And through TAing for another professor, I got to do research. And then through that, I got an internship. Mm-hmm. So I have this entire path that opened up for me, this entire path of mastery experiences, of experiences that have improved my academic confidence. All of that just resulted from building a connection with one professor.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And the same can apply for anyone. Build connections with your professors. Don't just seek out that feedback, but also seek out connections. Networking helps.
Yeah. I agree with that. And also, I think if you can't find those connections with professors as closely, mm-hmm. you can also find those connections within the industry you're looking to go into. Mm-hmm. So maybe reaching out to professionals in the industry you want to seek a career in and trying mm-hmm. to form a relationship with them as maybe a mentor or someone to guide you, to also motivate you in your classes and see what the world is outside of the academic aspect of it and more in the professional way, that can also bolster your confidence academically because you have a clear goal in mind.
One of my biggest tips, I think, like something that I would have told myself when I came in, was to like be aware of where my confidence is coming from, in the sense of not comparing myself to other students in classes, or if other students have internships or connections. And like, I think seeing that it affected my confidence a lot. And I think as far as academic confidence goes, like, we're all in different places. We're all going to have different skills and different things that we're good at. And so I think it would have been helpful for me to not compare where I'm at success-wise to other students, because I think really if I had focused more on just like worrying about myself and the things that I was doing, I would have been able to increase confidence, realizing that like I am actually doing a lot and I am involved in a lot of things and I am successful in some aspects. Maybe, you know, I'm not the best at intro chem, but that's okay. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. And so I just think that the idea of kind of taking into account like what everybody said about like all these different areas of confidence and things that you can do to help increase confidence outside of comparing yourself to others.
Yeah. And we're going to talk more about that soon, what it looks like to come into college and have people around you doing really well. What does social comparison look like? Moving into the realm of like trying to like people please and things of that nature. And so I think that that's definitely important to keep in mind when you're talking about confidence. As far as maintaining academic confidence, I think that for me, keeping in mind that I have my own path. So going along with the social comparison, I think that when you come out of high school, you have just gone through one of the most competitive mm-hmm. processes you will ever go through with mm-hmm. that many people. And so you've spent your whole maybe third and fourth year of high school researching colleges and universities, trying to figure out what your test scores look like, what mm-hmm. how to write a personal statement. All of those things built you to be like this highly achieving, very competitive person. So then you come into your first year of college and you're like, okay, time to see where I like rank amongst these people mm-hmm. in my class. Or I used to get all A's and now I'm in college and I'm not doing as well as I thought I was going to do. And so I think all of that led to me feeling like I just wasn't doing good enough in college. And so I think something that looking back, I would tell myself is that I have a different path than like anyone else mm-hmm. around me, anyone that I've met here. We're all going to be in different fields in life, different careers. The chances of me competing for a job with anyone that I've met so far is slim to none. And I will go and chart my own path throughout college and beyond. And so that is something that I think would have helped me keep my confidence high going into my first semester, my second semester, my first year. Would have just been realizing that I'm going to do what I'm meant to do in these next 4 years, and I don't have to do it the way that somebody else would. And that really, that combines so many of the great pieces of advice that we've all talked about, you know, making sure that we are building connections with faculty, but also making sure we have our own aspects and criteria of what success looks mm-hmm. like. And so that, I think, is just so important, taking all of the many things that we've had to learn through action and can now reflect on.
Well, what an amazing ending.
I was going to say, what a way to sum it up there.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Yep.
Well, thank you for listening to our conversation today. We hope you enjoyed it and hope you got something useful out of it. Share our podcast with your friends and family and rate us 5 stars on your listening platform. Also, this is our 1-year anniversary.
Yay!
For the podcast. Yeah. Woo!
Cue so. The cheer music.
It's very exciting stuff. Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye.